Hey, Bob, how are you?
Good. How are you? I'm going to try to do this with no notes today.
No notes? No.
No notes. We'll see if I can get through.
You're deep, like the palm of your hand. You don't need any notes. You just try to fool us.
I have done that before. School.
Yeah. Bob, we have seen you use a whole number of guys in the leadoff spot. Today you have a Vivael Machin. Could you describe how different it has been for you, you know, this spring in comparison to other years? When you knew beforehand that Marcus Semien was going to be your guy.
Right. Well, just the way it is. You know, you lose a guy like that and who's held down that spot, you know, less a little bit Listella. So, you got to do a little experimenting. But, you know, we feel like we have any number of guys that could potentially do it. So, yeah, I mean, with the group that we're bringing over there today, we don't have too many big leaguers on there, and Machines had a good spring and kind of profiles to get on base and do the things that we expect out of the leadoff spot.
Yeah, I remember many years ago when, the leadoff guy of a team had to be a speedy guy. But then I remember covering the Angels, and then they threw at us Brian Downing as a leadoff guy. What's your thoughts about this? You think a leadoff guy has to be somebody that could run a lot, or you think it's only somebody that has to get on base a lot?
It's get on base. And I learned that from Phil Garner back when I was his bench coach in Milwaukee in 1999. You know, we had a guy by the name of Chucky Carr that was really fast and looked to be the type of leadoff guy. And, you know, Gar was using Mark Loretta and Jeff Cirillo and guys like that at the top of the lineup. And I asked him why. And he goes, well, these guys get on base, you know. And so that's where it kind of started for me, but you're seeing that obviously more and more so now with the analytics in baseball.
Shana? I know you don't have your notes, but do you know, is Chris Bassett on track to start on Monday's game?
I wasn't expecting that one. Whatever the fifth day is after for him, he'll start on. Does that line up for that?
15.
Huh?
15.
Okay. Sorry to put you on the spot there. We just talked to Logan Davidson. I know you've talked a little bit about how he looks bigger, stronger, and maybe more confident. What has stood out to you? He said that he's working on his switch hitting. What has stood out to you about what you've seen last spring, his first spring, and this one?
Well, I mean, you know, it's getting a little more of an opportunity now, but you know, each and every year, guys mature. You know, he's a college kid, and right, college kid, yeah. So, for me, what I've been most impressed by is the fact that usually, switch hitters like that at a young age have a side they like better. And I even asked him one day, I go, "You better left-handed hitter or right-handed hitter?" He said, "Both. I feel good both ways." You know, certain times, you know, during the course of the season, it'll go back and forth, but he's confident both ways and plays the middle of the diamond. There's no reason to move him around at this point. He's going to hit for power, always going to get your matchup. So yeah, we've seen a significant difference in just what we've seen. You know, obviously last year we didn't get to see a whole lot with spring training be cut off, but he's picked in the first round for a reason. I think he's going to be a heck of a player.
Alex?
Hey, Bob, how is Mike Fiers doing health-wise? And was he able to play catch today, or is he scheduled to play catch sometime today?
Yeah, he's got a little setback here. So he tried to play catch yesterday, and it tightened up on him again. He's going to get an MRI tomorrow, so we're going to shut him down for a period of time.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Shana? Does that sort of put in question if he might be on track for the regular season?
It could at this point. I mean, he'd have to – you know, respond pretty quickly and get back on a mound. Now, if there's anybody able to do that, it's probably Mike. You've seen his durability with us, you know, in the time that he's been here. I don't think he's missed a start. And there have been some games where he hasn't felt great, but he takes the ball and he goes out there and pitches. So, you know, now during spring training, you know, we want to try to get this thing right and make sure we're not making him go out there. You know, he doesn't feel good. Originally, we thought it might be the back, could be the hip now. So I think, you know, the MRI is probably the prudent thing to do and see where we're going with him. But, yeah, I'd say it might put you know, opening day in jeopardy for him.
John?
Yeah, hey, Bob. So the MRI is for the hip and the back?
Yeah, I think they'll take a look at everything. Yeah. I mean, he's had MRIs before, so they have certainly have something to go off of. But just speaking with him today, he felt like, you know, might be a little bit more in the hip right now, but we're not sure.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Bob, you know, speaking of Donaldson, do you give extra time for switch hitters like Jed or I guess Buddy Reed and Sky might be a switcher? But you give extra time for those guys, or do they got to figure it out on their own? They get double the reps or no?
You're losing me here. Did you say Donaldson?
Yes, as a switch hitter. You know, you have a few.
Logan Davidson. Okay.
Yeah, Davidson.
Excuse me. Is Donaldson switch hitting him?
That's that other guy. Sorry about that.
No, it's, you know what? Usually they have a side that they're a little bit more dominant with, and the other side they work on more.
Yeah.
In general, you get more at bats from the left side. So the right side's the, you know, one you're working a little bit more on. But they get the proper amount of swings. Now they augment that in the cage and try to get a little bit more work in the cage. So they're, you know, using and getting enough in both swings. But when they're out on the field taking the regular round, they just kind of switch back and forth and maybe stick with one side on a particular day if the starting pitcher is either right or left-handed.
Hmm. Did you, who's the best switch hitter you remember? Was it Chile or someone else
that I played with or,
yeah. or played against or played with? Yeah.
Eddie Murray was pretty good.
Yeah.
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 But Eddie Murray was, you know, he was one of those players that came up late in the game and you had to pick your poison because you knew he was going to be great on both. He was really clutch. You know, Chile the same way. You know, those are two pretty good comps, both guys with power too. And Chile would go back and forth. I played with Chile. He'd go back and forth and, you know, probably stuck to, you know, one side depending on what that starting pitcher was on a particular night. I remember in Montreal one time he went up there. He was struggling left-handed, and he went up there right-handed against a right-handed pitcher. Roger Craig was not too happy about that. But that just showed you that there are times when you're struggling on one side and – you just feel better on another side. And it's the first time I ever saw a guy go up there. It was a switch hitter, right on right like that.
Hmm. Okay. I'm just curious how,
yeah,
you know, a young guy like that could learn maybe from Jed or somebody just about the art of doing
sure.
it.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. And he's always been a switch hitter too. There's some guys that, you know, maybe they're right-handed hitters and all of a sudden later on they start switch hitting. But that wasn't the case with Logan.
Manolo?
Hey, Bob, although he's not the guy with the most age, Sean Manaea is like the senior citizen of your rotation because he's the guy that has been there more time. You know, he has sometimes some adversity, has injuries, sometimes the lack of speed. Could you talk a little bit about Sean, what he has meant to you all of these years and knowing that? Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he's been terrific for our team in a great Oakland A. I've said, you know, often that he's about as good a teammate as you're ever going to find. He's very supportive of his teammates, as you saw last year with being creative with the signs and so forth. He's very well liked from the minute he got here. You know, there's certain places that just work well for guys, and Oakland is one of those places for him. And on top of that, you know, less some time when he was down injury wise, he's been a consistent performer for us. And, you know, like you said, he's been around now, and there's a reason that we keep him around is because he's good and he's consistent and he performs. He gets righties out, he gets lefties out. This is a good place for Sean.
John?
Bob, is there one big question that might have been answered so far, you know, approaching the season, or a couple that you came into camp and there was a big question and maybe now it's answered?
I think a lot of the answers came a couple of weeks before we got here with some of the acquisitions that we had. Sean Murphy will play in the sim game today. He'll take at bats. He's catching now. He's starting to ramp up. So now he's going to take some live at bats today. That's a question that we have. And hopefully that one's answered at some point here too. But no, I don't think so yet. I mean, we still have some decisions to make, and Kai Tom will play tomorrow, be eligible to play tomorrow. you know, with his injury. So, you know, we'll start to look at, you know, some of the other variables that, that might affect our roster as well.
And Puck is throwing that sim game today. Right. Okay. And Rosenthal's still on track.
Yeah. He's going to throw to hitters on, what did I say?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Thanks.
Shayna. Sorry. Tom is playing in tomorrow's game or just in
Monday? Excuse me. Monday. Monday. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Bob.
Okay.